It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. This week, they start with a mention of one of the area's entertainment hotspots that Rich and colleague Walter Tunis visited.
Yeah, this is a place, Meadowgreen Park Music Hall, that I've been reading about for years in Walter's columns, but had never been down to see. And we went down a couple of weekends ago when it was about 4 degrees or something to hear David Parmalee and Cardinal Tradition and Middle Fork Grass. But just such a unique experience. It's kind of, if you go down the Mountain Parkway and get off at the Clay City exit, I think it's exit 16, and it's just a little bit up the road and off to a side road. Kind of this barn. It looks like a barn. I don't know if it ever was a barn, but it's converted into a music venue with seating and stuff. And apparently, this wasn't the greatest night because, like I said, it was bitterly cold, and there was also a Cats game on TV. But according to everything Walter says and that other people were saying, it's usually packed out every Saturday night. And it was originally created for local bands, but has become a venue. Ralph Stanley has played there, J.D. Crowe, all the big names in bluegrass, past and present, like third time out it's playing there this weekend.
Wow. You know,
huge name in bluegrass. Just a really cool time going down in the and profiling this place that I don't think a lot of people know about. I mean, I know people who drive that way all the time, and they have no idea that that's there.
When you think about it, it really isn't that far away from Lexington.
No, it was just like a 45-minute drive, but great times and a great venue. But like you said, hot spots, and there is a lot happening this weekend.
Well, on Friday, it's the first gallery hop of the new year. That's from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday. It's free, and new shows include one at the Central Library Gallery, and that is an artist called Charlie Haggard, who's from Huntington, West Virginia, and he has really original drawings and cartoons that are fun to look at. And also at the Living Arts and Science Center, Kentucky Clay is opening, and that's curated by Hunter and Amelia Stamps. And also there's a couple of shows that are expected and unexpected this weekend, including a high school opera.
Yeah, you don't hear about high school opera very much, but
no.
a few students at Scapa Lafayette are putting on a Mozart opera that was written by Mozart when he was 12. This is a one-act opera. It is called Bastien and Bastine, I believe. I think I've got the name right there. Just a fun little kind of romantic comedy of an opera. But, you know, they took on the challenge of really working with that music and that vocal style. And I saw a rehearsal on Tuesday, and it was looking really good. So if you really love opera and would love to see some kids take on a big task, that's at Beaumont Presbyterian Church on Friday night. And then also Dream Girls, a Winterfest production of Dream Girls, is opening at the Grand Reserve this weekend for a 2-weekend run.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at WEKU.FM. And if you're a member of a group or organization, you can post your event at WEKU.FM.